This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Army is stepping up its efforts to help put families back together after a soldier returns from a combat zone. Combat often changes soldiers, and their absence transforms their families as well. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports from Kansas City.
Army Reserve Sergeant Michelle E. Bradley says she hated leaving her husband and three daughters when she was deployed to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba in 1992. Coming home turned out to be even worse.
I didn't want to be around anybody. I didn't want to be around my husband. I didn't want to be around my kids. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And when I came home, my husband told me that I had been gone too long and he didn't know me anymore. And he wasn't in love with me anymore, so he left me.
Bradley says she developed a drinking problem and was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder.
I had a physical feeling of anger in my chest, and I would throw things, I would break things.
Bradley was offered counseling in Cuba, but refused it, fearing it would prolong her stay. She vaguely remembers sitting through briefings about reunification problems and stress, but thought they didn't apply to her. Army Chaplain Dan McClure has seen this kind of thing before in his 42-year career. Sitting in one of the old stone office buildings at Fort Riley near Junction City, Kansas, Chaplain McClure, who's dressed in combat boots and camouflage fatigues, says soldiers never expect psychological injury.
When you're young, the bullet hasn't been made that can shoot you, and you're not going to have problems, period. When you come home, you're surprised. Oh, well, the bullet wasn't made, but, oh, yeah, I can't have a problem. And yes, I do.
The Army began addressing these kinds of problems more seriously after four Special Forces troops killed their wives in the space of 6 weeks at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, 2 summers ago. Since it launched its Deployment Cycle Support Initiative last year, all soldiers are instructed to be on the lookout for signs of mental problems in their colleagues. McClure says they're required to attend hours of briefings before, during, and after deployments, where they're lectured on everything from marriage enhancement to financial management to post-traumatic stress disorder.
I'm the one that here at Post right now, basically, that works with these things in the form of a briefing to let the soldier know these things could occur. If they do, please get help. And if you don't get help, I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
McClure says he would hound a reluctant soldier until they got help and assure them that, unlike in past decades, admitting a mental problem these days will not poison their career.
That's what we're telling the soldier. Don't let it go. If you let it go, it will affect your career. If you fix it now, it won't.
Until last year, soldiers could avoid this kind of scrutiny. Redeployment briefings were voluntary. Jaime Cavazos, who's with the Army's Medical Command, says that changed under deployment cycle support.
The process essentially puts each of the programs that are available to them in front of them.
The Army set up a toll-free phone line connecting distressed soldiers and their family members to private sector counselors. Cavazos says the unprecedented reliance on Guard and Reserve forces and the extended deployments in the war on terrorism have forced the military to pay more attention to spouses at home. Shawnee Sticka, who took care of the household and the couple's two young children while her husband fought in Iraq, says she needed the help.
There's no way, no matter how good of a marriage you have or how good of a person you are, strong of a person you are, you can't make it through these alone. There's no way.
Sticka attended redeployment briefings and took advantage of support groups for the children. She's glad she did. Though she says she adores her husband, getting back together with him after he spent an extremely tense year in Iraq has not been easy.
It's almost like you are dating all over again, but you live together and you're married and you have family and you have bills and it's learning to live all over again together.
Army officials say they hope they're making this difficult process a little easier for the more than 200,000 troops and family members who've been through redeployment briefings in the past year. They'll finish an evaluation of the project next month, part of their ongoing effort to manage the high psychological cost of war. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.